Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call.
766-1065. What was the fight that ended your relationship? We want your stories. 766-1065. Or you can text us to 73389. The reason we bring this up was we're finding out the fight that destroyed the marriage between Johnny Depp and Amber Heard came down. Now, I'm not making this up. This was an actual story that it had to do with poop on a bed. Johnny Depp is accusing Amber Heard of going poop on their bed because he was 2 hours late to her 30th birthday party, even though she said, no, that was the dog. Well, they have a Yorkshire Terrier named Boo, which one of the housekeepers said this was way too big to be from the dog. And then a huge fight exploded out of the poop on the bed, and that is what dissolved their marriage.
Couple things. One, Amber Heard is very beautiful.
What difference does that make?
Not beautiful enough.
Okay. All right. I'm just making sure.
So, but what a fun story for why'd you guys break up?
Yeah, that's true.
I actually asked Wake Up Call listeners, what are some crazy stories on why you broke up? And for me, I think the more mundane, the funnier. Like, this was just the straw that broke the camel's back.
Okay.
Such as, like, Johnny Depp sitting around with his friends being like, you know, 50 years from now, because he'll still be alive.
Yeah, cryogenically somehow.
And they'll be like, hey, why did you and Amber break up again? Oh, she pooped on my bed.
Yeah, on our bed.
On our bed.
Yeah.
766-1065, or you can text us at 73389. You put this on Facebook, Gavin?
I sure did. Rochelle said that she was dating a guy for a few months, and she looked out the kitchen window and saw him peeing in the backyard. And she goes, mind you, I have two working toilets and take a lot of pride in improving my backyard and growing a garden and making it an enjoyable space. But he wanted to pee back there for some reason, so we broke up.
I mean, that doesn't seem that bad. I feel like guys pee outside all the time.
You're saying that if you were Rochelle and you saw a guy you were dating for a few months peeing in the backyard, you wouldn't be like...
Was he in the backyard and then instead of just coming inside, he was like, I'll just pee out here? Or did he go, I have to go to the bathroom, and then walked outside?
I don't know. They're both bad scenarios.
The first is far better.
Your standards are low.
Guys, pee outside.
Not when they have to. When they have to. Not when they're yards away from a working toilet.
Brain.
He's 100% okay. True.
Okay, let's find what you think is wrong with this one. Tanya said that he wanted to name their child after his ex-girlfriend, and after the baby was born, they split up, and now he's dating that girl again.
Okay, that's weird.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Here's some text at 73389. Told him I'd cook any dish except one particular because I hated the smell of it. He always requested that dish, and we got into huge arguments. I ended a 3-year relationship.
Wow.
Here's another one. He wouldn't go buy me a new car, so I broke up with him.
He wouldn't go with me to buy a new car.
Final straw after 4.5 years.
So Sasha, this one's my favorite one. I was in a long-distance relationship with a guy from Fiji. Right off the bat, okay. I didn't see a rosy future for you two.
I mean, this is some 90-day fiancé stuff.
He didn't understand why I would want to drink coffee at midnight. I tried explaining Starbucks and a caramel macchiato. He said, make it at home. I said, Starbucks makes it better. He says, you shouldn't drink coffee that late. We ended up fighting about it, and I said, you know what? We're just going to break up.
There is so much to unpack there.
First of all,
does he care? Second of all, don't go to get coffee at midnight. He's right. Don't leave your house at midnight to go get coffee. Was this in person? Were they in Fiji?
No, it was a long-distance relationship.
So this was on the phone?
Must have been on the phone. On a phone call to Fiji. My God, he's concerned about her leaving the house, but calling Fiji? That's weird.
I'm not sure whose side I'm on.
Well.
But I'm glad they're broken up.
It did turn out, though, that he peed.
Okay! In the back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.